Please welcome the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
With the future of his presidency on the line in November, President Donald Trump has become an increasingly combative force on the campaign trail.
We need Republicans in Congress. Today's Democrat Party is held hostage by left-wing haters, angry mobs, deep state radicals, establishment cronies, and their fake news allies.
Trump is counting on supporters like coal miner Kevin Abbott in November.
I believe the way Trump believes. I believe if the people quit roadblocking him, I think he can do amazing things. He's already done so much.
This man has got to go.
But Trump's tenure has also fired up Democrats. They are determined to take back the House in November to stop the president's agenda, including his call for more tax cuts and a border wall. Among those rallying Trump's opposition is Senator Bernie Sanders.
People are standing up, they are fighting back, and they are going together to transform this country politically and economically.
Democrats should have history on their side, says George Washington University expert Laura Brown.
When you look at the overall landscape, what you do see is a very typical midterm election shaping up, and that is that, historically speaking, the president's party doesn't do well. The country does, to a certain extent, see the midterm elections as a check on the president's power.
The yeas are 81, the nays are 18.
A Democratic takeover of one or both chambers of Congress in November would spell trouble for Trump, says analyst Bill Galston.
Number one, no more Republican-only legislation. And number two, House Democrats would then command the mechanisms of oversight, which is, after all, one of the principal responsibilities of Congress.
Trump allies also see the midterms as a referendum on the president, including former advisor Steve Bannon.
This is an up or down vote. It couldn't be clearer. If we keep the House, President Trump's program will continue on. If we lose the House, Nancy Pelosi will try to grind his program to a halt.
We're going to keep on fighting. We're going to keep on winning.
Trump is the central issue for both parties in the midterm campaign, says Gallup pollster Frank Newport.
I think Republicans will actually bring him up. Some of them will say, vote for me, because there's going to be a move to impeach Trump if we have more Democrats in the Congress. And Democrats clearly will say, you need to vote for us because we'll oppose some of Trump's policies. So I think he clearly is a central figure in this election.
Democrats hope to gain enough seats to reclaim a majority in the House, while Republicans are favored to hold their narrow edge in the Senate. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.